When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breaking news at First Take, the Nets have fired head coach Jacques Vaughn. The former NBA guard was in his second season as coach of the Nets, who are 21-33. They sit in 11th place in the East. Stephen A., it has been tumultuous times with this franchise after the exit of the Big Three and how that didn't pan out. And now this, your thoughts on the firing of Jacques Vaughn?
I'm sad about it. Sean Marks and those guys know what they're doing. I would say to you that, you know, you lose 18-24, you lose five of your last six, or you just lost to Boston by 50. That spells doom, no doubt about it. And it's sad for me personally, because Jacques Vaughn, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, Steve Nash gets an opportunity to coach a team that had KD, Kyrie, and ultimately James Harden on it. If Jacques Vaughn had those dudes, what would he have done? But he didn't really when all was said and done, because Kyrie got into some stuff, and obviously KD had to carry the load by himself. James Harden wanted out because he wanted to be with Daryl Morey. And then you're stuck with what you're stuck with. I love Mikal Bridges. I love Cam Thomas. Ben Simmons has done nothing for them. He's been stealing money, as far as I'm concerned, for a couple of years now. No matter what kind of issues he may have had, it hasn't stopped him from making sure that the check is in the account, you know, every 2 weeks or so. So I don't want to hear anything about him. It's just sad. I mean, I understand why they did what they had to do because of the momentum and the trajectory of the franchise right now. But I wish that Jacques Vaughn had been in a better situation.
Yeah, didn't really get a fair shake there at all. Back to the West, guys. LeBron played in a record 20th All-Star game. Two decades we've witnessed his greatness. Larry Legend had high praise for the King and a message for his critics. Listen to Larry Bird.
I tell people, quit whining about LeBron. Enjoy him while he's here. He's unbelievable. I mean, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest ever. Let's marinate on it for a moment. That was Larry Bird saying that about LeBron James.
That struck a nerve. That struck a nerve right there, Molly.
Kendrick Perkins, Black America.
Stephen A., uncross your arms, Stephen A., uncross your arms. Now all of a sudden you got an apathetical, a laissez-faire attitude. Now, when Larry Bird in was that 1986? When he said that was Jesus or God disguised.
God and Jim.
Disguised as Michael Jordan. Everybody applauded. Everybody wanted to hear what he had to say. Now all of a sudden he says what he says. Now, oh, you know, that's just him giving him his flowers. He doesn't really mean that, because he played against Magic and Kareem and Michael Jordan. He said he's the greatest, if not the. So all this notion, Lord forbid that I tell LeBron James he's the second greatest player. Greatest. E-S-T.
He didn't sound sure. He didn't sound sure about it. You act like he was definitive. He wasn't definitive. It wasn't he was Shannon Sharp.
I am.
It wasn't like he's a Shannon Sharp. Listen to him. No. I mean, what he
definitive.
Said. He said maybe.
Definitive.
He said maybe.
Maybe. Definitive.
He wasn't definitive.
As a matter of fact, it's written in blood. It's written in blood. It's definitive. E-S-T. Go James is the greatest.
No. First of all, that's ridiculous. That's number one. Number two, let's get down to the nitty-gritty about some stuff here, all right? These guys really, really get on my nerves. And I'm going to tell you why. We all know how great Larry Bird was. We know how phenomenal Larry Bird was. And, of course, he's qualified to say what the hell he wants to say about the sport of basketball, far more than me or anybody else, for that matter, to be quite honest with you. Most others anyway. But let me say this. Comments like that, when you talk about we complaining. When Larry Bird was playing, you had critics. When Dr. J was playing, you had critics. When Michael Jordan was playing, before he won, he started winning chips, he had critics. The point that I'm trying to make to you is that there's nothing wrong with you dissecting the game based off of what you see and waiting until it's over to celebrate. And by the way, just as an aside, I would personally encourage LeBron James to go on that farewell tour because he's earned it. He deserves it. And maybe you haven't been that great at receiving praise, but a lot of people, he will realize how much of an overreactor he has been to the cynicism throughout his career, because everyone knows how phenomenal and how great LeBron James is. We will miss him when he is gone. He has been a tribute and a treasure to this game, and we are all fortunate to have witnessed the greatness of LeBron James. But in saying that, you can still dissect while things are going on. This is missing, or that is missing, or I wish I saw this, that, or the third. Because we do it to every single other player. So Larry Bird coming out and saying what he said. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
No, you did.
Yes, we did do it to Jordan. Yes, we did.
When Jordan started,
absolutely, we did it to Jordan.
I want you to go. I'm going to let Bird go. But when Michael Jordan started eating, ain't nobody ate. Everybody famished. Yo, there was the land was barren. That's what you would. Yes.
Famished.
You said when Michael Jordan started eating, ain't nobody eat. But guess what?
You
the
know
man
why?
Went 7 years because, and he didn't eat.
Because he was on a different level than everybody else. Steph Curry knocking off Michael Jordan. He beat Magic the first go round. He beat Clyde Drexler the second go round. He beat Charles Barkley and Dan Marley and Kevin Johnson the third go round. He beat John Stockton and Karl Malone twice. He beat Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
John Stockton and Karl Malone.
And knocked off Reggie Miller and knocked off Ewing and those boys.
Wow.
Rand Doherty, Mark Price, Larry Nance, and those boys before that.
Stephen A., of all the guys that you mentioned, name the one that's better than Steph Curry. Name the one that's better than Kevin Durant.
None of them. None of them.
So what are we talking about?
I'm just
did
saying.
Did he knock Bird off?
Don't be pointing your finger at me. I know what I'm saying.
Bird?
What did he do? Nobody came close. That's the point. There was nobody in his class. That's the point.
All I know, the man fasted for 8 years. The man fasted for 8 years.
Right.
He ain't eat nothing in the whole 80s. He ain't eat a thing. Was he vegan?
All right.
Yeah.
But he had teammates with migraine headaches in game 7.
Oh, no, that no, would be my see what you did, Stephen A. See what he did, Bert.
Go exactly ahead, take off, Bert. I know exactly what I did. Go ahead, Bert. He knows. Jenna knows. Come on now.
The only problem I have with Stephen A is this. Why anytime somebody give LeBron his props, you turn red. I mean, that struck a nerve.
You saw that?
That's really struck a nerve with you. You was really upset because Larry Bird spoke the truth.
Brothers are calling me red. I'm going to look red next to y'all any day of the week anyway. You can't use that. You can't do that.
I'm just saying, listen. All he's saying is this, man. All he's saying is this. We need to appreciate LeBron James right now at 39 years of age.
Okay.
Right? It's no reason, to be honest, it's no reason for any of us to come on here right now or anybody in the media world to be critiquing a guy that's in his 21st year. That makes zero sense.
You're not critiquing his game right now. You're critiquing the resume in comparison to other great resumes. That's all. Everybody appreciates in his 21st season at age 39 years of age how phenomenal LeBron James is. Nobody's debating that.
He got something on his resume that none of the other greats could touch all time.
The in-season tournament?
We'll leave it at that.
The in-season tournament?
All-time
score.
You're right, hey, Perk. Every time somebody mentions LeBron James, Stephen A. all of a sudden turned into Tom Cruise at the Minority Report. He starts scrolling through his computer. He's looking up his iPad. I'm like, well, damn. What are we doing here, man? The man just mentioned LeBron's name.
No. He didn't just mention LeBron's name. He said, we need to leave LeBron alone because this guy enjoying because he may be the greatest ever. He ain't say that definitively because Bird knows who the hell he went against. He know better.
Hey, Perk.
He know better.
And he beat him every time. Swept him every time. Every time he went against him, he swept him. Every time he went against him, he swept him. You better stop playing Stephen A. Smith.
Excuse me. When LeBron was young, he was losing. When MJ was young, he was losing. What's the problem?
No. LeBron wasn't. You forgot that run LeBron James took the Cleveland Cavaliers
to the finals and got swept by San Antonio. You understand?
But he got to the finals.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't have to
wait. At 22,
he got to the finals.
Okay.
At 22, LeBron got to the finals and got swept. At 22, Jordan got swept in the first round.
Excuse me. You just brought up. Has LeBron or Jordan went against any of those dudes that was better than Steph Curry? Well, I would say this to you. Did LeBron and those boys go up against any team that was better than the Boston Celtics or the Detroit Pistons,
yes.
The Bad Boy Pistons?
Hold on. Yes. Hold on.
Don't y'all stop with me. You better watch your mouth. Both of y'all right now. Don't you stop that mouth. No. I said early in the career. I said early, yes. Shannon. Early.
Yeah. The Spurs.
Hold on. Let me say this. Listen, we have to put more respect on that Detroit Pistons team,
yes,
with Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, and Rick.
I agree
Hammond.
With that.
Okay, they could have played back in the '80s with Bird and them. Damn it, they sent Kobe and Shaq to the grill. Did they not?
Oh yeah.
Did they not?
Oh my
LeBron,
God.
Stephen A. LeBron
got
hurt. Y'all are telling me. Really? All right. Before you answer the question. Hold on, Big Perk. Hold on. I pity the fool. Hold on. You telling me.
But damn, I've been letting y'all talk the whole
careful.
Time.
No, be careful. I'm coming right at you.
Let's
be careful. Because I know you know Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah, Joe Dumars, Vinny the Microwave Johnson, Dennis Rodman, Lambeer, Edwards, Sally, you telling me that the Detroit Pistons in 2004, 2005, they could have took those boys out? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you, we're talking about that 2014 as arguably the best defensive team that ever touched the damn floor.
Better than the Bad Boy Pistons.
Go look at their numbers. Man, listen, this is the problem that I have with you, right? You're so stuck in your ways that you won't come out of it. When you go and talk about, so are you telling me Rasheed Wallace wasn't like that? That's what you're telling me?
So Rasheed Wallace was a damn good. Ben Wallace was a defensive wizard. Didn't have anything to give you offensively. Bill Laimbeer would have pulled him away from the basket
because
he would have made his Jason on the top of the three. What are you talking about? Let me tell you something right now. The blasphemy coming out of your mouth right now. I'm not going to even get. You're going to be in trouble. They're going to run into you. They're going to look for him. I'm not going to be in trouble. Joe D. Isaiah's going to call you. You're in a world of trouble with your blasphemy.
I'm going to say this. Congratulations to Chauncey Billups on being an Hall of Fame founder.
Not me.
How about this? This
is what Shannon Sharp and Kendrick Perkins would like for everybody to do. Critique Michael Jordan last 2 years in Washington like you do LeBron James. Hold him to the same standard. Michael Jordan
Nobody's
was passed beyond historically great.
James
critique
now.
That.
You think you're trying to take the narrative? You can point all you want to. I'm not scared. You can point all you want
you
to.
Do.
That nobody is critiquing LeBron James in year 20 and 21. We understand that, and he's still great. We're not doing that. We're talking about overall accomplishment.
All right. Why pull up his iPad?
Why Shannon pull up his iPad like that for?
That was the best debate of 2020. That's what you be doing.
Perk in trouble.
They don't listen, Mike.
Molly, Perk in trouble. I'm telling you right now. They're going to be looking. They might drive. They might fly down to Beaumont, Texas. I'm telling you, something wrong? Something wrong with Perk right now. He done crossed the line. And they might not leave.
And we're ending on that. Tell him, Perk. Drop the mic real quick.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
I would say Shea, Ant-Man, you know, I feel like those are two of the guys, you know, that continue the torch, you know, after I'm done, after Steph, KD, you know, the guys that have just been setting the standard for so many years.
There's a lot of guys to pick from in this group of the 24 that are here. You know, you see Luka, Ant, Shea, guys that are, like, really coming into their prime and, they're highly decorated already as, you know, all-stars and all NBA guys.
When LeBron retires, you know, the face of the league, that's tough. But, you know, we win a championship. I got something to say about it. I know that.
All right, lots of young stars in the NBA, but there'll be super huge shoes to fill for LeBron, KD, Steph Curry. Shannon, with that being said, who do you think will replace them as the faces of the NBA once those guys retire?
So we're saying once LeBron, Steph, and KD is out of the way, who's going to be the new face?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what? If you listen, a lot of the guys keep bringing Ant because he has the game and he has the I believe he, not only does he have the game, he has the most personality. He doesn't take himself too serious, but his game is very serious. I like JT. I like what he had to say. He's like, hey, I win a championship, I'm going to have something to say about that face of the league. And it's been a long time since we had a face of the league that was the Boston Celtics. We got to go back to Larry Bird when him and Magic occupied that mantle together before Jordan took those thrones. The question is, Stephen A., and you follow this game very, very closely, will it ever be a situation where we have a foreign-born player that is the face of the NBA, a Luka, a Nikola Jokic, or must it be? Now, I understand the game is global now. It's not like it was in the 80s when you only had one or two foreign-born players in the NBA. So if you put me to the test right now, I like Ja, but I think Ja is going to need to stay out of his own way. But I would say it's going to be between Ant-Man and Jason Tatum because I like Jason Tatum's game. I think he has enough personality. He's not as charismatic outwardly and say Ant-Man, but if you make me pick one, I'm going to say Ant-Man, followed closely by Jason Tatum.
Go ahead, pick Perk.
I don't believe it's going to be one, to be honest with you. I don't believe that I could just pinpoint and say that I could pick one of these guys to be the face of the league. After LeBron James then carried the torch for so many years, when Jordan passed the torch to him, I just don't see that particular young man that I could put above the rest. And I'm sorry, because you could say Anthony Edwards, and look, right, he has the personality, he has the game, but he is in a small market. I don't believe that he's even top 20 right now in jersey sales. That's, but that says a lot. right? You got Jason Tatum, who has the game. He has the market. You know, I believe he's top five in jersey sales right now, but he needs a little bit more personality. He's still shying away from the camera. Then you have SGA, right? And you have SGA down there putting in work in OKC. But think about it. That's a small market. Even when Russell Westbrook was down there winning MVPs, putting up triple doubles, no one was saying, screaming Russ being the face of the league. Kevin Durant led the league in scoring, what, 3 years down in OKC with an MVP? No one was screaming. Okay, no one was screaming that. And it's just going to be so hard for a foreign player to be the face of the league. Because I'm walking up into these AAU gyms every single Saturday with my sons, and no one's checking for a Giannis. No one's checking for a Jokic. You know what I mean? They screaming Anthony Edwards. They screaming Jason Tatum. They screaming Ja Morant. So I just don't see either one of those guys being above the rest to put a face on them to say that they're going to be the next face of the league. I just don't see it.
Let me say this to the both of y'all, because I'm really interested in hearing y'all reaction to what I'm about to say on several fronts. Number one, I threw out the name SGA because his game is just so pure and he's unassuming and he does what he does as a basketball player. Night in and night out, whatever you expect from him is what he gives you. And the one thing we look for is the stardom, the star power, the stardom in terms of your ability to perform on the court. The second thing we look for is consistency. The third part is where he loses because of marketability, because he doesn't say much, okay?
Exactly.
I looked at Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, and I'm doing the All Access in Minnesota this Friday, so I'll be there all day. Looking forward to seeing him. I came on the air weeks ago raving about this brother. Hold on. I came on the air a few weeks ago raving about Anthony Edwards because his athleticism is off the charts. I love how he's going after it. I think that he's got that level of moxie and what have you. And he's got Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert looking better than ever because he just has infused that quote-unquote dog in them and in that franchise. And I love that about him. And I loved his personality. I loved him in the movie Hustle with Adam Sandler, who, by the way, won a People's Choice Awards last night. My daughter had me watching that. Congratulations to my daughter Nyla had me watching that. I was watching People's Choice Awards last night, flipping back and forth between that and the All-Star game. And I'm looking at all of this stuff. And then I said, guess what, Perk? Anthony Edwards, respectfully, boy, did you mess up. What are you doing stepping on the court last night amongst the stars and playing around shooting left-handed for? See, there's something that you missed. It's not a big deal in terms of basketball, but it was a big deal in terms of your marketability. You going out there and saying, you know what? All of you stars out there, remember when Michael Jordan was doing the Last Dance and or Magic Johnson was quoted as saying Michael Jordan rolled up in there and was like, there's a new sheriff in town? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Anthony Edwards was supposed to do yesterday. It was a moment like that where you're there for the first time and you're surrounded by these other dudes. You're supposed to be staking the claim that it's the new breed. The new breed has arrived and I want it. Because part of marketability is showing you want to be marketed. Like you really, really want to be that dude, night in and night out.
Serious.
You see, when Kobe shot air balls, you know why? People might have insulted him but didn't condemn him. They knew what he was shooting for. He was like, that dude Jordan, I'm coming for that. That mystique, that allure, that profile, that marquee, I want that. And when you're looking for a guy as the face of the NBA, what you need to see is somebody that wants that. And what we're not seeing, Shannon and Perk, is who's the dude that wants that? Not the ball. Now, we know you can ball. I'm talking about all the other stuff, Shannon, all the other stuff, Perk, that comes with it. Who really, really wants that? They bring up Victor Wembanyama. They bring up Luka. Of course, Giannis don't want to train with the competition. He's trying to take you out. And we love that. But what you want to see is a guy that really wants to carry the mantle of being the marquee. And Ant-Man, to me, took a step back yesterday by playing around instead of showing up and saying, yo, I'm here to send a message.
Stephen A., let me tell you why it's not his fault. because that's what the All-Star game has turned into.
Right.
Michael Jordan saw the way Larry, he saw the way those other guys took it serious. Kobe transitioned, he saw the way Mike, and he saw the way those other guys took it serious. They don't take it serious, so Ant-Man, this is why Stephen A., I say in the locker room as a veteran player, those guys are watching. That's why I showed up on time. That's the way I lifted like I lifted. I practiced like I practiced because they were watching. And one day, they were going to be in Shannon Sharpe's shoes. And I didn't want them to think it was okay to bull jive around. These guys now in the All-Star game, you got these young guys coming in thinking it's okay to bull jive around. I agree with you 100%, Stephen A. He should have taken it more serious. And you don't let somebody else dictate how you play.
But that's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately, it has.
But what I'm saying to you, Perk, I'll let you go in a second. But what I'm saying, Shannon, is you're right, but I can't put that on somebody else. If you know you want to be that dude, you can't do that.
It got to be your mindset. And let me say something to you. Let me credit Russell Westbrook. Let me tell you why I bring that up.
Yes.
When you go, Molly, when you go to the All-Star game, you should want to win the All-Star MVP and put that under your resume. You know Russell Westbrook, one of his All-Star MVPs, he came off the bench.
Wow.
He came off the bench.
Wow.
But that goes to tell you his mindset.
Yep.
And Molly, back to back, though.
Yep, dog, always.
Molly, the other thing is, Shannon will appreciate this. An all-pro game took place where they damn near playing flag football.
Yeah.
And some kicker or whatever was running with the football. Sean Taylor of the Washington Redskins laid him out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, Brandon. It was
Norman.
Excessive in a lot of people, in a lot of people's eyes or whatever. But Sean Taylor, God rest his soul, is still revered to this day because that's how he always played.
He showed up.
The mindset is you step on a football field, this is what you're supposed to do.
Okay. I just got to say one thing. So basically what I take from this conversation, we don't really have a clear cut
piece
to take over.
That's what it sounds like.
It's up for grabs. And also, we got to see who's going to win chips, to Jason Tatum's point as well.
Jason Tatum's right.
You know,
if he wins,
we got to see who's going to win.
If he wins, because Jason Tatum got the look.
Too.
Molly, he's got the look. And Deuce at the games with him, and the imagery, pure perfection. The role model, great player. And if he wins a championship, Jason Tatum can stake claim to be in the face of the NBA. Yes, he can.
Because I don't think you can be the face if you don't have
LeBron retire.
Yeah.
We're talking after LeBron, KD.
Yeah, LeBron got to go.
Right. And Steph.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Back to the association, where we've seen some huge performances this season, including a pair of 70-point games from Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid. Giannis set a career high with 64, and even Steph Curry at 35. He dropped 60. Here's LeBron James on the high scoring this season.
You got so many great talents in this league, and what I sit here and say, do I think guys can score 80 or 90? Yeah, why not? It's been done before. Talent is talent, no matter what generation it is. We've seen Kobe do it. Kobe, obviously, I'm not going to put too many guys on Kobe's level, but when you have a hot streak, we've seen Kobe live put up 81. I think it could be done.
Okay, Perk, tell me this. All right, why are you upset, Perk? Tell me.
Because this LeBron gets me at. This is why I get so pissed off at him sometimes in front of that damn microphone. And my thing is this. He knows that nobody is guarding a single soul in today's game. That's why we're watching so many guys put up these numbers like they are today. No one's playing no defense. Like, when Kobe scored that 81, guys were actually putting forth the effort. It's a whole different age. And I hate to go back to this point, but can somebody please go back and watch when Luka had his 70-plus against the Atlanta Hawks? And look how easy that was. And I just, when Bron come, because he played in two different, you know, phases of the NBA. He played in the physicality when there were boxes and elbows when he first came. Well, three. Excuse me, Shay. Excuse me, three of them. But he played in the area of physicality where it was boxes and elbows, and the games were 88-89 finishing the game. You know what I mean? So I just don't like sometimes when Bron come up there and he really don't, you know what I'm saying, tell what's the real about what's going on in today's game.
But
that bothers me.
He didn't lie. Stephen A., that is the reason why somebody can get 90 or 100 points.
Exactly.
Because they don't play defense, Perk. That's why. They didn't say, LeBron, give us context. They asked him, does he believe someone can score 100 points? And I'm of a mindset. Stephen A., I believe you possess the same mindset. If you see somebody else do something, why the hell can't I do it?
Right.
They see these guys, like Kobe scored 81, why can't I score 81? If Wilt got 100, and you said it, Perk, they don't play defense anymore, the basket, and Kobe had 55 in the second half. Guys getting 40 in a quarter. I believe someone absolutely, with the way they play defense currently in the NBA, I absolutely believe within the next 5 years we're going to see somebody get 90, and we're going to see if somebody eventually top that 100-point game for the very reason that you're upset about, Perk.
But Perk should
I'm not upset.
What Perk was irked by with LeBron is the same thing that I get irked by about LeBron, about KD, and all of these guys. These are not just great basketball players. They're basketball savants. They forgot more about basketball than most people on the planet will ever know, particularly while they're doing what they're doing. So when you're not forthcoming with your information, you're being disingenuous about why you reach the conclusions that you reach. You don't throw out something like that without an explanation. Say what it is. You were answering that question in the aftermath of NBA All-Star Weekend where 397 points were scored. Look at it. Look at the game. Look at the absence of fervor. Look at the disregard. Look at the apathy and the indifference towards doing what it takes to put forth quality basketball, a quality basketball product. And you can see on far too many occasions that guys cheated the game. Now, the thing that Perk didn't say, but I will say, LeBron has never cheated the game. Kevin Durant has never cheated the game. All right? But you know the difference between them and Kobe? Kobe, who never cheated the game, would talk about people cheating the game. He would be the first to say it. You know what I'm saying? When we see these videos, Shannon, and we see these videos, Perk, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, or beyond, and they're pulling up clips of dudes who used to play with Kobe, and Kobe didn't want to talk to them, and Kobe didn't do this. Oh, were they leaving out the why? You know why? Because he watched you. He watched you practice. He watched you play. He monitored your commitment to it, and he ain't had time for it. Kobe was quoted as saying on many occasions, don't have no time for no laziness. Lazy people can't be in my presence. I don't have time for all of that nonsense. He was talking about that. Remember when they had lost like 13 or 14 straight? I'm talking about the Lakers. Kobe was hurt. They had, and they were celebrating.
Big Young and Jimmy.
That's right. And Jimmy Kimmel played the clip on his show and was laughing. And Kobe Bryant LeBron was just looking, and you could see him fidgeting, and he was furious. And the audience is laughing, and Jimmy Kimmel is laughing. He said, when I saw that clip, all I could think about was you, because he could. It was so funny to him because he knew how disgusted Kobe would be because how embarrassing that was with Nick Young and all of them. I'm just saying that when you have players like that are accomplished and put in the work and endured the rough patches along the way, why let guys off the hook? You ain't got to name them by name, but why let the culture off the hook by failing to talk about how they're cheating the game because they're not putting forth the effort those who came before them put forth? It would be nice to see that.
Guys, Stephen A., I think you and Perk can attest to this. The Kobe Bryant that everybody started to love has started to soften. The first 14 or 15 year Kobe, people didn't like him. Players didn't like him because they deemed him selfish. They deemed him something that they couldn't relate to because Kobe didn't fraternize. Kobe wasn't kicking
first with decade. First Kobe, decade. He changed a little bit, that, you know, once well, after about 2007, 2008, then the change took place. Yeah.
Once he had accomplished, he started to soften toward the tail end. He still, when he was in championship mode, when he was trying to get over past the Celtics after they beat him the first time, and he won, and he was trying to repeat, that Kobe wasn't beloved like the Kobe became.
But he didn't soften. He didn't soften with his teammates. He softened with the public and the imagery that he put forth when he was doing interviews and then when he was outside the locker room.
Yeah.
But inside the locker room and on the court with his teammates, oh, no, that dude didn't soften.
Well, maybe he could relax a little bit. He'd accomplished so much.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That was the worst slam dunk contest in the history of basketball. It was a national atrocity. It was awful. Somebody need to say it, so I'm going to say it. Now, I'm happy that a Nick won something. We actually had a New York Nick that won something. I would like Adam Silver, Mark Tatum, Tim Frank, and everybody else I know at the NBA office to know to expect a call from me. This week's holiday today, but expect a call from me this week because I'm dead serious. I don't blame y'all for laughing, but I'm dead serious. They gonna hear from me. We cannot have this atrocity showing up on a Saturday night for NBA All-Star Weekend.
Oh, that was 2 years ago, and Mac McClung has won it twice since. The G Leaguer beat Jaylen Brown after posting a perfect 50 dunk to close it out. Brown, one of the first big-name players to participate in the contest in several seasons. Okay, Stephen A.
Yes.
Obviously, this contest has fallen mightily.
Yes.
Which star do you want to see in the dunk contest? Who would you want to see show up, like the good old days?
Well, first of all, you mean a modern-day player?
No, I'm just saying, like, back in the day when the stars participated in it.
Back in the day, you know, it would, you know, Vince Carter. Of course, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, all of those guys are given. But Vince Carter turned it out. But I got news for you. Aaron Gordon, I'm sorry, and
Zach LaVine
was spectacular.
Yeah.
They were spectacular.
That was the best dunk contest.
That was the best contest in modern memory. That present day, it would be nice to see the Ja Morants, the Anthony Edwards, people like that. No question about it.
Zion Williamson.
All right. No question about it. But let me say
this. No, I don't want to see Zion. I don't want to see him jumping any more than he has to.
You're right about that because he might get hurt. I'm worried. He might get hurt. That's what Shannon's saying. He might get hurt. We got to worry about that. But let me say this, Perk.
Okay.
Let me say this. Let me say this to you. You know where I'm going.
I'm about to go there.
LeBron James is directly responsible for ruining the slam.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
You're
I'm not finished.
Calls.
I'm not finished. I'm not finished.
and I'm not laughing. I'm dead serious. All that other stuff, Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore, phenomenal, four-time champion, all that other stuff. We will miss him when he's gone. Appreciate his greatness, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, Shannon, the one thing, I'll even let Shannon, I'm so serious about this, I'll shut up about the GOAT debate if you hear me out, okay?
Okay.
The slam dunk contest. I got the stat here, Shannon, because when we're talking about the slam dunk contest from 1985 to 1997, five of the 13 slam dunk contests were won by future Hall of Famers Jordan twice, Dominique Wilkins twice, Kobe once. Michael Jordan participated in the contest three times, Dominique Wilkins five times.
Five.
Every high jumper, every skywalker, every above the rim talent salivated for the opportunity to compete in the slam dunk contest. It stopped when LeBron James said, I'm not doing it. And from that point forward, the stars who followed didn't feel compelled to prioritize a slam dunk contest. The tradition that was set by others preceding LeBron James. We watched LeBron James, and then you know what he did, Shannon, to rub it in? He'd do it on the layup lines before games. You went to the games, and you had people with the cameras clicking and going crazy because they saw LeBron James using a layup line pregame as his own slam dunk performance. And he did it on purpose. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is when we look at the demise of the slam dunk from an historical perspective, there is no one who knows basketball who will refute what I'm saying. There is no one who would do it. LeBron James refusing to participate in the slam dunk contest was the beginning and the spark plug of its demise. Period.
You know what?
There is no one who can dispute that.
You know what? I'm blaming LeBron for inflation, and the reason my 401k is not performing as well as it should.
You do that.
You blaming LeBron.
You do that.
First of all, I mean, those guys, and kudos to those guys, and I remember all the great dunk contests with Clyde Drexler, as I mentioned, Jordan and Dominique. But that was never something that resonated that he wanted to do. And I look at LeBron.
Maybe he didn't think he could win. Maybe he didn't think he could win.
Why not?
We'll never know.
Why not?
We'll never know.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So when LeBron said it, when LeBron set the standard like he was above the slam dunk contest, what you think everybody else is gonna do? All other superstars. You don't think we want to see a Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards, but they don't feel like it's important enough for them to do it. LeBron set that standard, Shannon, and we got to sit up here and acknowledge that. You know, I'm one of LeBron's biggest fans, man, when it comes down to the GOAT situation. But damn it, you got to start calling him out on that BS when he be doing it. And you don't be holding his feet to the fire.
Oh, no. I hold his feet to the fire, but it's hard for me to criticize a man that didn't want to be in the dunk contest because he's like, that doesn't move me. I think LeBron James.
Well, don't talk about it no more.
How about this here? He's very strategical. He's like, whatever's going to do to enhance the basket dunk contest ain't going to enhance anything about LeBron.
Shannon, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Shannon?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Shannon?
I want to get to the celebrity.
Shannon, you're one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football.
Yeah.
There is a contest. I don't know what it is. There is a contest that involves tight ends. It ain't going to give you another Super Bowl. It's not going to do much for you. But everyone who came before you that was on your level did it. You backing out?
It has to be what – look, it has to be something about with my hands, who has the better hands. But it's just far as – I didn't really – I just look at it like LeBron. I just think LeBron is a power dunker. He doesn't have the creativity.
Okay. That's not what he's talking about.
We got to go.
Right.
But Shannon, you showed me the creativity on the hardwood
coaching up your squad, Team Shannon, on Friday night. Micah Parsons handed Team Steven a big L while dropping 37 points, securing MVP for Team Shay Shay right in Steven's face.
No highlights, the producers. No highlights of him knocking over men, women, and children. No highlights of that, huh? He was just a clear sailing to the basket, right? You see those bodies falling? Please.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Team Shannon, talk to me. How'd you do it? How'd you pull off the victory?
Well, because I felt Stephen A. had three guys that were going to vie for the MVP, and I felt if we could ever get the lead, each guy was going to take their chance trying to get them back into the game with one shot. And it held true to form. I knew I was going to coach circles around Stephen A. Smith because that's what I do. That's what they call me, Baby Dean, little Baby Dean Smith. Rest your soul, Coach Smith. That's what they call you, boy.
Man.
Stephen A., what happened?
Listen. I had C.J. Stroud can play. I had a couple of other cats that could play as well. But we had no answer for that damn sack master, Micah Parsons, who was allowed to step on a basketball court and treat men, women, and children like they were quarterbacks, like they were opposing quarterbacks. Shannon Sharp was sitting up there, and they were knocking people all over the place, and Shannon was clapping them up. I mean, I got people in the hospital still recovering from Micah.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.